Excuse me. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Mrs. Dito to my right here and submit your comments to her with the agenda item noted on your comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. Thank you all for coming out tonight. It's very much appreciated. I will call the roll now. Mrs. Perkins?
Here.
Mrs. Prophet?
Here.
Ms. Butler?
Here.
Mrs. Joseph? Absent. And Mrs. Burgess? Here. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I've asked School Board Member Prophet to lead us in prayer or silent meditation, and Ms. Butler to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Once again, welcome to all our visitors. We want you to know that this is your meeting. What you have to say is very important to us. We ask that you continue to spread the word that the City of Baker School Board meets the first Tuesday of each month. So thank you again for coming. We have a recognition. Mayor Darnell Waite's proclamation for Baker High School. I've asked our attorney, Ms. Monica Moten, to read it, and I'm going to ask Dr. Candace Russell to come to the front to receive it.
Good evening, everyone. Proclamation reads, "Now therefore I, Darnell Waite, Mayor of the City of Baker, Parish of East Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana, do honor and commemorate the history of Baker High School from its noble beginnings in the later 1800s to its trials and tribulations during the flood of 2016, acknowledging the steadfast and unyielding spirit of the students, teachers, city leaders, and community members who ensured that education would continue to light the way for future generations with the rebuilding of Baker High School. In honor of its reopening in August 2024, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the City of Baker, Louisiana, to be affixed this third day of September 2024, signed by Darnell Waite, Mayor."
Baker High School and the City of Baker School System, I accept this proclamation. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Mayor Waits, for this proclamation. We truly appreciate it. I would like it noted that Mrs. Joseph has entered the meeting. Approval of agenda. Are there any comments from the public as it relates to the agenda? Are there any comments from board members as it relates to the agenda? May I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I motion for the approval of
And may I get a second, please?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of the agenda. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. The next agenda item. Is the approval, or the consideration rather, and the approval of minutes for the school board meeting August 6, 2024. And remember, the public will have 2 minutes to comment on each agenda item. So the next agenda item is consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting August 6, 2024. Any comments from the public? Any comments from the board? Okay. May I get a motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting August 6, 2024?
A motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of August 6, 2024.
May I have a second, please? Thank you, ladies. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting August 6, 2024. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of servitude for the City of Baker to install a water line to the south side of the stadium. Is there someone from the mayor's office? All right, Mr. Chris? All righty. Right here, sir. You can pass the copies out, yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
First of all, let me introduce myself. I'm Chris Davidak. I'm a public work consultant for the City of Baker. I've been here about 3.5 years, and I do a lot of work with the mayor and council as far as inside engineering work, projects, and contractors and stuff like that. What you have in front of you is a servitude, and what we're trying to do is the pressure in this area from a water standpoint has been kind of low. We talked to the fire department. They have a rating coming up in October, actually the end of this month, and one of the things we want to try to do is get the pressures up in this area. And the simplest way for us to do it is to come from Epperson Street. If you look at the sheet you have, look at the second sheet. The second sheet shows you where we'll be tying in it. It's in the red line. It's in red. And we'll be tying it over at Epperson Street. And we'll be going west through if y'all give us the grant of servitude, it'd be on that like dirt road that follows back and goes all the way back. And then when you look at the first sheet, it's right in the upper right-hand corner was where it's going to end, which is right at Florida Street, which is right behind y'all's locker room, the old one. And so what we're going to do there is tie in right there to Florida Street, and eventually it'll go out to Highway 19 where we can tie the whole system. It'll be an 8-inch line. Also, if you look at the second sheet, you see where it kind of bends right around that welding shop? Talk with the fire chief. We're going to put a fire hydrant there, so that'll help in case any kind of problems in that area, whatever. And also, when you look at the concession stand area where it terminates, we're also going to run a water meter hook up give y'all a tap right there. I talked to, I think it was Mr. Roger and Mr. Schroeder, and we discussed about putting a water meter there to, you know, to service that. And y'all have the pressure if you need. I know you might want to go to artificial turf down the road or whatever in the football field, but at least you've got another line you can tap on and put sprinklers in there for the system now, you know, keep your grass or whatever. So this will really update the pressure in that area.
Okay.
So that's what we're requesting. We're requesting a 15-foot servitude. If y'all grant it, hopefully we're going to start this construction here within the next month or so, if not before. It's going to be bored, too. So we'll be boring a lot of it. So a lot of it will be underground. It won't be where you'll be digging up a lot. You might have two potholes where they start and finish, and they might have one in between, but it's not going to be that big of a deal. It's only an 8-inch line. So it'll probably be buried somewhere between 3 to 4 feet deep.
Okay, thank you so much. Any questions?
Ma'am?
Your last name?
Dave Zack, D-A-B-E-Z-A-C. Dave Zack.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a charge for this?
No, ma'am.
There's no charge?
Well, there's
the city.
No charge from the city. I mean, we're going to put it in. There's no charge to the school board. No.
Okay.
That's what you're asking me.
And right.
The city's going to pay for it.
Okay.
Yeah, the school board's
not. Is it going to have a meter?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to put a water meter right there. It's probably going to be a, you know, 3/4 inch, just like a house meter. And it may be a little bigger. I mean, a 1 inch, we can do that too, right there at that location. But I'm talking with Mr. Roger when I first looked at it. I don't know what the, you know, what the project, what y'all got in mind for that building. The concession or the old, whatever that is right there, that old concession stand. I know it needs a lot of work. I saw it. So
yeah.
I don't know what upgrade is going to go there or whatever, but I mean, we can put in a 1-inch meter.
Currently, there's no water to that visitor side of the stadium.
That was one of the things he requested, and so we pop a meter right there, it'd be really good.
Because when they were doing the construction, and I don't know if you can see this map up here on the screen, but when they were doing the construction and they took these buildings out right here, that line was cut somewhere in there. The line was coming across right here. So that line was cut during the construction process.
Okay. Any other questions? Any questions from the public? All righty. Thank you so much, Mr. Chris.
Thank you all. Can I ask a question? I know
sure.
You got to vote first, and I appreciate anything y'all can do. Does this give Mr. Schroeder the right to sign, or if we have to go through the legal? I'm just asking that question because it was asked from me, from our office, how to do this. How do y'all want to do this?
Point of order?
Yes, once the board approves it, that gives me permission to sign off on it.
Mm-hmm. We have the paperwork ready to go and, you know, whatever. So we can, once we get the paperwork, then we can put the contract out. But we'll have to bid it out because of the number on it.
All righty.
Yes, sir. The attorney's going to read it and
okay,
make sure.
Okay, that's fine.
So, yeah,
okay,
the legal
okay,
check.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes. Come up front, please. You have 2 minutes.
Parkwood Cherry Subdivision. What size water line will this be? 8-inch? What's the desired water pressure you're looking for?
We got a rating coming up in the town. So they're trying to get the last one. So this is definitely up here. We have the water tower going out.
All righty. Thank you very much. May I get a motion for approval of servitude for the City of Baker to install a water line to the south side of the stadium? May I get a motion, please?
I motion in consideration of approval for the servitude for the City of Baker to install a water line on the south side of the stadium.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler to install a servitude for the city of Baker, rather to install a water line to the south side of the stadium. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. The next agenda item?
Thank you.
The next agenda item, consideration and approval of an RFP for pre-position contract for disaster management. Are there any comments from the public?
You want me to explain this?
Okay.
So this is, if you remember, we thought we were passing this back in, I think it was August, but that was actually a pre-position contract for remediation services. So that's with the company that would actually come in and perform the work. So this RFP is for management services, and that's for a company that would actually oversee the management of the disaster.
Okay. Are there any comments from the public?
So we would put
any comments from the board members? Any other comments from board members? Okay. Then may I get a motion for approval of an RFP for pre-position contract for disaster management? May I get a motion?
I motion for approval of the, RFP for the pre-position contract for disaster management.
And may I have a second? Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the approval of an RFP for pre-position contract for disaster management. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. Thank you, ladies. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of an RFP for food service management contract. Mr. Stroder, you wanted to talk
yes,
about
if,
this?
If you remember back at the workshop, there was a lady that did a presentation on food service management. And so if the board wants to consider that as an option for managing food services, then this would be the RFP that you'd have to go through to collect RFPs from companies.
Okay.
It doesn't mean, it's similar to the remediation services, it doesn't mean you have to accept one of them, you can reject them, but you can actually take a look at them and see if it's something you want to do.
All righty. Are there any comments from the public? Okay, any comments from board members?
Would this be a change from what we're doing now?
Would this be a change from what we're doing now?
So the company that spoke with us would
it would shift from us managing it to an outside firm managing it.
Any other questions?
Yes, but as well, when he explained it to us at the meeting that we had about the employees that had the years and the nothing still would change. They would still stay with us, or they would go with the contractor.
That's correct. We would be able to decide, like if we had people that were close to TRSL retirement, we could keep them with the district until they retired, and then at that point it would shift to food service management.
And also, right now, we're always in the negative with the food service. With this company or whatever company that we decide to go with, we don't get charged for the students if they don't eat. Right now, we get charged every student whether they eat or not. If we go to this RFP, we just get charged for the students that eat. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, ladies?
Yeah.
Okay?
And that's correct.
Could someone want to speak on that, because we're always in the negative
yeah.
with this food service?
That's correct.
15 years?
And that's part of the RFP that you would be requesting, that you're only charged for services for foods that are served, not foods that are prepared.
Right. I understand that. My question is, have we spoken with the employees that we have already? Are they willing to stay with, and I don't see, well.
That'll be part of the process, but we have spoken to the current food services manager, yes.
So if we go with it, they would either stay or they wouldn't have a job?
No, that's not correct. They would either still work for us, or they might possibly go work with the food service management company. That's to be decided.
As if they decide to work with the, huh? Yeah, right, correct.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes.
I would like to know, with the public be involved in having a meeting in reference to this before it comes back to the board, where the public will have input with this.
This public?
We could let the employees, that it go, they could speak on that.
I was saying, I'm referring to the public as a city of Baker. Will we have a public meeting in reference to this for the public?
Well, we had the workshop. They was able to come out at that time, wasn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the public knew we was having a workshop and what was on it at that time. But we may have to call another workshop.
One moment, ma'am.
Yeah, this is a public meeting.
Yeah. If you have any comments to make, this is your time to talk, to ask questions. We have Mrs. Williams would like to make a comment.
I work at Baker. Well, good evening. I work at Baker Heights Elementary under Vera Turner, my supervisor. But what I'm asking is, that's why we're here tonight, to know that you're talking about getting a
RFP contract. Just that contract. Yes, ma'am.
What we want to know, if you all get a contract, I've been there like 8 years, but I'm at the age where I can retire. But I'm not ready to retire, okay? Mm-hmm. So I want to know, if the job, do they come in with a contract, will we have a job?
Yes.
Take
yep, I can answer that. So the way we would present it in the contract is, the district has the option of keeping employees that are close to retirement, so that you don't lose that benefit. We don't want you to lose that benefit, so we would maintain any employees that were close to retirement.
Thank you. I would like to recognize Ms. Deborah.
Watch your step, Ms. Deborah. Coming up. Hey.
Hi. Ms. Deborah. I work at Baker Heights under Ms. Vera Turner. And my question is, you know, once they go to another company, will we lose our job?
Just answer that for you.
No, ma'am, I just answered that. Everybody would maintain their jobs.
Yes, ma'am.
It's up to you all, if you all want to, like you said, you're close to retirement, but all that would be explained and everything else. But if you're close to retirement, you could stay on with Baker, if you know. Yeah, you don't have to. They're going to bring some people in as well, I'm sure.
They would, the management, the management of the, would shift from somebody at the district office to somebody within the company, and that's on our end.
Okay.
Ms. Vera Turner? Thank you, Ms. Deborah.
Good evening. I'm Vera Turner, food service manager for Baker Heights, Park Ridge, and Baker Middle. And the question I have is, How many years are we allowed to work as managers, you know, to stay on with the district until we retire? Is there a limit?
I think Ms. Stewart stepped out of the room, but I think that's up to TRSL. You guys pay into TRSL, correct? That's a TRSL decision. We can't make that decision. That would be a question for TRSL.
Okay. What about the pay for the employees? Will that change if they decide to work under this company that's coming in?
No, it wouldn't.
Their pay change?
No, it would not change.
And one other question, will they still be allowed to pay into teachers' retirement?
That's what we were saying. If we have employees that have years invested in TRSL, we would maintain that employees until they retired.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Once again,
it will be paid. Okay.
Any other questions? Any other comments, board? Okay, once again, this agenda item is consideration and approval of a RFP for food service management contract. May I get a motion?
And keep in mind, we're not making that shift here. We're asking for companies to submit proposals, and then we would look at the proposals and decide, yes, we like one of these, or no, we don't like any of them, and, you know, we're not guaranteeing that we're going with the food service management company by this RFP.
Okay, may I have a motion for the approval of an RFP for food service management contract?
I motion in consideration and approval of the RFP for food service management contract.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of a RFP for food service management contract. The board will now vote. Mrs. Joseph. Mrs. Perkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet.
Yes.
Ms. Butler.
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the approval for food service management contract.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So she just came back in. Can she answer her question, or is it too late?
Which question?
About the retire, the years.
Ms. Vera's question.
The question that you had?
Yeah, Ms. Vera asked a question about how many years do they have to be working before they can withdraw retirement, and I told her that was a TRSL question. Yeah. Yes, that's correct. Yes, ma'am. If you have years vested in TRSL, we're not going to take that away. Yes, ma'am. Yes, if we maintain you as our employee, then you're still paying into TRSL.
We have a point of order by our
clarity. Council. What you're asking is if you left Baker and went to work for the other company, could you still pay into TRSL? The answer is no. Once you leave Baker, you've left your employment with Baker. So the idea behind the contract is each person's retirement date eligibility is different. Not everybody was hired at the same time, on the same day, with the same age. I'm assuming people are different ages. So TRSL knows that information specific to each individual employee. So if you want to know what your retirement eligible date is, you gotta get that from TRSL. So then from there, if you're close to retirement within 2 to 3 years or maybe less, or a little bit more, and you want to stay on with Baker to vest one, or not 100%, but to vest to retirement, the city of Baker school system is going to retain you in their employment. Now, once you become retirement eligible, there will be a decision to be made at that point, and you may decide to move over to the company. And when you move to the company, you'll still be able to draw your retirement from TRSL and pick up new employment because you will be in the private sector. And you will no longer be in the employment of a public body.
That's the benefit.
That's it.
Benefits that allow you to double dip when you're ready to retire.
I'm not saying what I think you hear me saying, which is you get retirement from one hand and you get a paycheck coming in on the other hand. If
there
that's
you go.
What you were trying to do.
Yeah, you get ready to retire.
Looking out for you. Very welcome. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of updated job descriptions based on Act 311. These updated job descriptions are middle school classroom teacher, dean of students, athletic director and head football coach, band director, custodian, elementary classroom teacher, instructional coach, special education teacher, child nutrition, school counselor, family liaison, head custodian, high school teacher, performing arts teacher. Do we want to speak to this, Mr. Stroder, or?
You want to talk about Act 311 at all? Or you want me to? Yeah. So basically, Act 311 was passed by the legislature. It made some changes to what, you know, giving teachers their designated planning times, which we already do. But one of the things that we did, if we're making teachers do things outside of their normal scope of responsibilities, we would have to pay them a certain rate. Same with classified staff. If classified staff work more than 40 hours, we're required to pay them time and a half, but we're already required to pay them time and a half by federal law. So this is basically just going through our job descriptions and making sure that they match what the intent of Act 311.
And Act 311 is a law?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
It passed. Still got to get up.
I knew Mr. Stroder knew it. So Act 311 passed this past legislative session. What it did was there were job duties that are embedded in the job description for each employee. If we were asking employees, particularly teachers and all of the ones that you see listed here, to do something that was outside of the job description, mm-hmm. we then had to pay them an hourly rate for performing those duties outside of the job description. We have revised the job descriptions to make sure that all of them comport with the tasks that have been assigned to each of these positions, such that we know with clarity whether or not we would be asking them to step out of their assigned duties, and if so, what that rate of pay would be when we ask them to take on that unassigned duty by virtue of the job description.
Okay, very good. And these are the job descriptions that need to be updated based on this law.
That's correct. There might be a few more that come, but these are the ones we have ready for
okay.
tonight.
Yes, these are the big ones that I believe Mr. Stroder and I had some conversation probably in the spring when this
okay.
was coming through that we needed to get to pretty
okay.
quickly.
There okay.
may be a few others that we just haven't quite identified.
All righty. Sounds good. Okay, are there any more questions from the board members as it relates to this agenda item?
I do have a question in reference to some of these job titles and descriptions. Does that include the number of students that they can have?
That's set by state law. The state caps at for classroom teachers based on what level they're at.
Okay, I need clarity on, you're saying by state law, the number of students. For example, kindergarten class. What's the maximum number that the kindergarten class can have as to the ratio of one teacher?
Teacher per students?
Yes.
It's either 25 or 30 for kindergarten students. I'd have to refer back to the law. Brandon might know that question.
That's not correct.
I was saying, I don't think that's correct, but I need clarity on
it. Do you know what
somebody.
It is, Mrs. Joseph?
We'll get that to you.
So how many students do we have in our kindergarten classes at this time?
I don't have that off the top of my head, but I can certainly get that to you by tomorrow.
All righty.
That changes daily.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Sounds good.
Going to drop in, pick up every day.
Okay, may I get a motion for consideration and approval of updated job descriptions based on Act 311?
I motion consideration approval of updated job descriptions based on Act 311.
And I
did say updated?
Yes. Update the job descriptions.
And that's based on the Act of 311.
Yes, ma'am. May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion from Mrs. Prophet and a second from Ms. Butler to update job descriptions based on Act 311. The board will now vote. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the approval of updated job descriptions based on Act 311.
Yeah.
The next agenda item is consideration and approval of the pupil, am I on target here? Progression?
Yes, sir.
Of the pupil progression plan for the 2024-2025 school year.
So this is a yearly requirement by the state. We typically do this every September. We're required to update our pupil progression plan, and basically that outlines by grade level what grading scale is going to be, what's going to be our terms for making sure students pass the grade levels, what is our retention guidelines, all of that is in this document. So I would suggest, you know, that if you haven't looked over it yet, spend some time looking over it. Dr. Smothers couldn't be here tonight. She's at a state required training for professional development. But any questions, feel free to direct those to Dr. Smothers. She and a team of teachers created this document.
Okay, very good. Are there any comments from the members of the public? Are there any comments from board members? Then may I get a motion for the approval of the pupil progression plan for the 2024-2025 school year?
I motion an approval of the pupil progression plan for 2024-2025 school year.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second from Ms. Butler for the approval of the pupil progression plan for the 2024-2025 school year. The board will now vote. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the pupil progression plan for the 2024-2025 school year.
Before you go any further, let me say this. State law requires the system-wide student classroom teacher ratio in grades kindergarten through third grade to be no greater than 20 students per teacher.
I'm sure we probably fit that. Yeah.
Well, it sure wouldn't be 30.
No. Read the whole statute, because I was pulling it up myself, is that it continues and it says the maximum enrollment in a class or section in grades K through three shall be 26 students in a grade, and grades 4 through 12, 33 students, except in certain activity types and classes in which the teaching approach and the materials and equipment are appropriate for larger groups. So while you have a base of 20, at the end of the day, it gives you an enrollment, total enrollment cap, which is up to 26 students. And I believe Mr. Schroeder said 25.
Okay. When was this last updated? Because I know different times when you look something up, it have like 20, 2020, 2023.
I'm trying to pull the last available update on it.
Correct.
And I also want to clarify that that is as the October 1 count, because what happens in school districts is enrollments go up and down up until October 1. So by October 1, we have to make sure that those counts match.
So at our workshop, there was a number given to us, 33. So is that accurate, or what class that was, or what grade level?
Like I said, I have not looked at the enrollment for kindergarten today, so I'll have to get back to you on that.
And that's fine. I just want to make sure that our children are learning in a classroom with kindergartners. I know this from experience. If we have even 26, we are babysitting. Those little rascals are all over the place, and I just want to make sure we're within the guidelines of the law. That's all I'm saying. So I just read to you what I pulled up.
Yes, ma'am, it is. No, I'm saying it's too late, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah. I understand. Thank you, ma'am. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of Amendment 2 to the CSRS contract.
You can go ahead and give your you can go ahead and give your update while you're up here, too.
Lewis Saab with CSRS. So just to start with the contract amendment, this is just a changing or converting our contract from a monthly fee to a time and material. We found with our other disaster recovery programs and projects that it just makes it that much easier for our grants management to work with FEMA to get these costs reimbursed. So the value or the duration does not change at all. It just converts some terminology for the payment schedule. Oh. Any questions about that? At Baker High, again, we're working with Dr. Russell to finish the last buildings on campus. As y'all know, buildings A and B are complete. Students are in. We just got working towards substantial completion for the band building. Probably tomorrow, we're just waiting for the fire marshal to come by and do his final inspection. We walked the building with the contractor and the architect today, and it seems like they're still on that path. There's just a few items that we're waiting for. Some supplies to come in for the locker rooms. We're waiting for the lockers to come in, and then some final touches in the cafeteria that we hope to be shipped next week. And they'll be installed the following week. So we're working with Dr. Russell on the installation schedule. And then the gym is finally complete. So I should go look at those floors. They look great.
Be good.
Any questions? And again, we continue to work with Dr. Russell on a few little odds and ends on furniture. So we're still kind of adding in some items. We're trying to, again, work with the grants management team to see about trying to make everything reimbursable, or at least work towards that cap that's in that current PW.
Very good.
I'll talk to you afterwards.
All righty.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Any other comments, Mr. Stroder?
No, ma'am, I'm good.
All righty. May I get a motion to approve Amendment 2 to the CSRS contract?
I motion an approval of the Amendment 2 to the CSRS contract.
May I get a second, please?
Second.
I have a motion from Mrs. Prophet and a second from Ms. Butler to approve Amendment 2 to the CSRS contract. The board will now vote. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. Thank you, ladies. The next item is informational items. Mr. Stroder?
Yep, you have the personnel report in your board packet, so if you have questions about that, you can talk to me after the board meeting. The second item is policies for update. So Forethought has sent us their list of policies that need to be updated based on current legislation. So this list of policies that you have is there should be a document in there as well from Forethought that kind of gives you the brief snapshot of each policy and why they're changing it. Mm-hmm. But this is the list of policies from them to change. It's an information item on this board meeting, and you'll take action on it in the October meeting.
Okay, very good. Under announcements, I would like to encourage our board and our public. You guys did amazing today. And I just want us to continue to have a decorum of professionalism and to show respect and kindness among as we discourse among business. It's just very important because we have people live stream, and I did want to shout out to our live stream viewers. People are watching us, and we're the examples. We're the models. So if we can continue with the professional decorum, respectful manner, and kindness. Another thing I wanted to do was shout out to Congressman Garrett Graves for the authorization request that the American flag be flown over the U.S. Capitol in honor of the reopening of Baker High School. That happened August 17th. So thank you so much, Congressman, for that blessing, for that honor. We appreciate everything that Congressman Graves have done. I also would like to thank the working group for everything for August 16th and August 17th. And I don't know if I should call names. I don't want to leave anyone out. But I do want to acknowledge a few special people. Everybody's shaking their head. Don't call names.
No.
I think most of my people that were involved are in state training, so
yeah,
they're not here.
Well, I just want everybody to know just how grateful and just what an amazing job everybody did and how the community came out and showed up. Everybody was very happy. That was one excitable weekend. So thank everybody. The next item is a notice is hereby given pursuant to Article 7, Section 23C of the Louisiana Constitution and RS 47:1705B that a public hearing of the City of Baker School District in East Baton Rouge Parish will be held at its regular meeting place in the boardroom of the City of Baker School Board office located at 14750 Plank Road, Baker, Louisiana on Tuesday, October 1st, 2024 at 6 p.m. to consider levying additional or increased millage rates without further voter approval or adopting the adjusted millage rates after reassessment and rolling forward to rates not to exceed the prior year's maximum. The estimated amount of tax revenues to be collected in the next year from the increased millage is $2,623,169.75, and the amount of increase in taxes attributable to the millage increase is $275,920.30. So this here is for your consideration and for your knowledge for our next meeting in October. Did I read that correctly, Ms. Sidney? All righty. Thank you very much. Unless there are any other comments, our next meeting will be October 1st, 2024. Unless there are any other board comments, I would like to entertain a motion of adjournment.
I have a question before adjournment. Have the student handbooks been given out to the parents for 2024-25?
I believe they give those out at their orientation meetings, yes. I would have to ask the principal specifically, and I only have one here tonight, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Wait. Hold on. Let me say something on that, too. October the 1st, usually that's that date. I don't know if I'm thinking I got this correct for one of the principals, but between now and October, we drop a lot of our students come and go. October 1st, that's when the city gets their RFP for each student during that time, October, right? Once the other schools, don't we? How that work? You have to pay the money to the other schools for the charter schools? That's when you get a count, actual count? What money is that?
Yeah, so you're talking about the October count. So the state takes a count two times a year, once in October and once in February. And so that count determines your funding for the next year. Typically what we're doing is monitoring enrollment up through those dates, and then we make adjustments based on state law to with those snapshot dates in mind.
Okay, I know it's something. Okay.
All righty. Any other comments? All righty. I would like to entertain a motion for adjournment.
I motion for adjournment.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion from Mrs. Prophet and a second from Ms. Butler to adjourn. Mm-hmm. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Yes. And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming out. Oh, you gotta get something out of your car.
Yes.